The federal government's had a few glitches trying to provide accurate information about upcoming Medicare changes. The first problem was a misprint in government-issued booklets detailing the new prescription drug plan. Wisconsin residents were wrongly told how much some premiums would cost. Now some elderly advocates say the government's website and free phone line are not always giving correct information. Helen Marks-Dix is with the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups. The organization is helping people choose the prescription drug plan best for them.
Well, people are very, very overwhelmed, and unfortunately both the 800 number that the government maintains, 800 Medicare, and their website that was supposed to be helpful to people are a little behind schedule so that they're not up and functioning the way we hope they will be.
Wisconsin residents who need help picking one of Medicare's 46 prescription drug plans can call a toll-free hotline for a price comparison or do it online themselves. But Dix says the federal government's phone staff are sometimes giving incorrect answers, and the website calculator used to compare benefits can have varying outputs, even if the information entered stays exactly the same. Bob Herskovitz is a Midwest representative for Medicare and Medicaid services. He says all phone staff are fully trained.
The people that we have working the telephones are qualified and have information available, and information is becoming more and more accessible every day.
As for website inconsistencies, Herskovitz says the government has been tweaking the online tool which compares Medicare's drug plan benefits. For most elderly people, the November sign-up marks the beginning of a six-month decision period before late penalties kick in. Other people, like those on Wisconsin's own prescription drug plan, Senior Care, have a year and a half before they have to choose. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.